Okay, so we learned a lot yesterday about tefillah and the Ramban. We learned about Ramban had a beautiful line about tefillah in Yerushalayim, specifically how Yerushalayim is Shar HaShemayim. When you daven in Yerushalayim, it's a different thing. We learned about how Yaakov, in what appeared on the surface to be like a really cruel way, pushed Rachel to daven for herself and not to rely on him. Okay? So, it's interesting. It's known that when the Bala Tanya was deciding where to go at a certain point in his life, and he was debating if he should travel towards the world of Vilna or towards the world of Mezrich, the Bala Tanya said, I'm going to go to Mezrich. I'm going to go to the Magid. Why did he go to the Magid of Mezrich? He said, because learning I know a little bit about, but davening I don't really know. I don't really know what davening is yet. Soloveitchik used to tell this story. The Rav was a Chabadnik, for those who don't know. Yeah, why are you looking at me like that? Avada. Avada. So the Rav used to tell this story when the Alter Rebbe, Zuchus Yigen Aleinu, went to Mizrich. And his lashon was, I know, davening a little bit I know. Learning a little bit I know, but davening I don't know. I don't know what davening is. You know, I don't know what learning is, I don't know what davening is, but I feel like if I had to pick which one I Moshe Tzvi, don't know, I feel like I don't know davening much more than I don't know learning. Even though I don't know anything in learning. But davening, like, to really daven, I could probably count on one hand, like, the real davenings of my life. I mean, I davened this morning. Don't look down at me. I got up this morning, went to shul, I davened with the minion, I put on tefillin, said Shmoneh Esrei, I heard Kriyas HaTorah. Did I really daven? Talk to Hashem. So take a look. So Yaakov, Vayachalom, Yaakov has his dream. Since we've been talking about davening, let's talk a little more about davening. V'hinei, he sees a sulam, v'goymer, v'yikat, and he wakes up. V'yikat Yaakov mishnaso, Yaakov wakes up from his sleep. V'yomer, achein yesh Hashem v'makom hazeh, v'anochi lo yadati. Ein zeh ki em beis Elohim, v'zeh shar hashamayim. Medrash says something very interesting. The Medrash says, Isa v'medrash, v'yikat Yaakov, not mishnaso, that Yaakov woke up from his shena, from his sleep, but he woke up from, what was Medrash saying? Mi mishna so, from his mishna. He woke up from his mishna? What does that mean? He woke up from his mishna? He's learning Mishna Yomi? I don't hear learn Mishna Yomi? Alright. One day. So Yaakov woke up from his mishna. He woke up from his mishna? What does that mean? Vahutmua, very strange medrash. So says our holy Rebbe, the Mor v'Shemesh. Shvinira levayer, dihine yadua sheikar avodas haadam levo letachlas hashleimus bavodaso yisvarach shemo lahasig alokuso yisvarach shemo hu al yedei haTorah vehatvila. You're not a complete person if you're a Torah guy but not a tefila guy. If you're a tefila guy but not a Torah guy. If you want to be an Adam Shalim, you have to understand that Torah and Tefillah are two sides of the same coin. This is what Rabbi Nachman always spoke about. Rabbi Nachman always spoke about, when you learn a Torah, you have to turn your Torah into a Tefillah. And turn your Tefillah into a Torah. Right? I have to learn my davening, and I have to daven over my learning. So if I want to be a person who's Shalim and is Avodas Hashem, I need Torah and I need Tefillah. V'lo yuchal yos echad b'lo sheni. And you can't overcompensate and say, well, yeah, you know, the Baal Tanya, the Alter Rebbe went to Mizrich for this reason. He said, I know a little bit about learning, but I need to balance out. I need to know about davening also. He was a brilliant mind. He could have tried to just, I'm sure the Alter Rebbe knew about davening a little bit, but he felt, Lefi Madrake also, I don't know what davening is. So I have to go to learn about what davening is. Because he understood it's not possible for a person to be one without the other. Kilo am ha'aretz chassid. Because a person who's an am ha'aretz can't be a chassid. Now why he's quoting exactly that line from Pirkei Avos, we could think about. But you need both. It could be that am ha'aretz is a term that we use for what? For a person who's lacking knowledge in Torah. Is chassid synonymous with tefillah? Could be. David HaMelech called himself a chassid. Like Gemara at the beginning of Maseches Brachos, when David HaMelech says, you know, all the other kings of the world, they sleep late, but I'm up early and I stay up late and I'm paskening difficult shilas, and my responsibility as a melech is not one of, you know, luxury, of relaxation. David Melech says, am I not a chassid? Right? And David Melech, of course, is one, is tefillah, va'ani tefillah. So maybe lo ama aretz chassid, you need to be knowledgeable in Torah, you can't be an ama aretz. And to be a chassid means tefillah. Could be. I'm suggesting, I don't know. But what he's saying is clearly you can't have one without the other. V'gam b'torah l'chud lo yashlim nafsho. If a person just has Torah, and he says, well, Torah is everything. Talmud Torah, can I get kulam? Torah is Hashem Tamima. Torah is the main thing. No, God forbid. If a person just has Torah, it's not sufficient. As the Gemara tells us in Yevamos, kol ha'omer ein li, or ein lo ela Torah, anyone who claims I only have Torah, ein lo Torah. If you say, I have nothing but Torah, then you don't even have Torah. Ki bevadai al yidei esek ha'torah l'shma, yachol lavo l'kedusha gedola, kisholomid l'shma, umidabik atzmo benafsho rucho v'neshmaso ba'uthios ha'torah. A person might say, what do you mean when I learn Torah? That I attach myself to Hashem through that. I learn Torah l'shma. I attach my soul, my spirit, my nefesh, my ruach, my neshama to the osios of the Torah. That's called clinging to Hashem. Do I need to also daven? Now the truth is, there is a certain truth to this. There's a Mishnah at the beginning of Masechah Shabbos that makes it sound like everything we're saying is wrong. Because the Mishnah Masechah Shabbos, when it talks about not starting certain activities close to mincha time, such as getting a haircut, eating a meal, going to a court case, going to the mikvah, the bathhouse, washing yourself, right, we're concerned that you'll end up missing mincha. So then the Mishnah ends, it seems to be talking about the same theme, but it's actually talking about something else. The Mishnah says, mafsikin lekriyashma ve'in mafsikin letfila. So the Gemara clarifies, that's, again, even though it seems like it was the same topic about, you know, when do I have to pause an activity to daven, it's actually, the Gemara says, no, it's actually talking about a different category. It's talking about Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai and his friends. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai v'chaveirav. People who what? The Gemara calls toraso umnaso, professional learners. They have to stop their learning for Shema, for Kabbalah's O Malchus Shemayim. But ein mafsikin letfila, you don't have to stop for davening. A person who's learning is again, it's a very high level. We like almost assume no one's on that level. But someone like Rishon Bar Yochai, who's learning is every second of his life, he doesn't even have to interrupt his learning to daven. So you'll say, oh, see? So davening is only for people who don't know how to learn. Right? So maybe a person will say, I learned Torah lishma. I don't need anything other than Torah. Through the Torah, I come to Dveikus Vashem. After all, what is the Torah? The Torah is the Kadosh Baruch Hu giving himself to us in written form, kiviyachol. I cling to the osios of the Torah. What more do I need? Avnam afal pichin lo yuchal lavo leikir hayira va'ava ve'eshtokus lavodasa yizbarach shemo ula'asig elokuso rak al yedei ha'tfila b'misiras nefesh uves lavos ki yaduah mikol sifrei HaKadosh. Nonetheless, even a person who could look themselves in the mirror and honestly say, I'm so connected to Torah that maybe I don't need to daven, says the more of a shemesh, no such thing. It's not possible to come to the true yira and ava and shdoikikis and longing for avodas Hashem and hasagas alokus, recognition of Hashem, without what? Without davening with mesiras nefesh and eslavos. Real davening. Real davening. What does that mean to daven with mesiras nefesh? What does that mean to daven with mesiras nefesh? That means what? At that time there's like a gezeira against Jews gathering to pray. You go anyways and you put your life on the line to daven. You blow the shofar even if you're going to get arrested. What's daven with mesiras nefesh?
It's davening like l'mayla serish dashlos.
I love when we talk in code. Tell us what you're saying.
I
know a little bit what you're saying. I'm guessing not everyone knows a little bit what you're saying.
It's this idea of putting yourself above yourself.
That's a great way to say it. Putting yourself above yourself. In other words, right? As Paskin and Shulchan Aruch, and as Lubavitcher Rebbe pointed out, Dafka, about this halacha, if it's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, that means it's shayach to everyone. Shulchan Aruch is not for Madrigals. Shulchan Aruch means that if you work on it, you can get to this level. Davening is supposed to be an out-of-body experience. Right? You're supposed to transcend yourself, right? Putting yourself above yourself. I love that. That's a great way to say it. Right? Hispashtus hagashmi. To leave your body behind and to transcend yourself. Right? That's mesiras nefesh. It's almost like you've died. Your soul has left your body, obviously in a holy way. For certain tzaddikim, that's a real nisayon. Every time they daven and they have this out-of-body experience, there's a part of their neshama that wants to what? To just return to its source and never come back down to the body. Right? Tzaddikim used to do different things to try to ground themselves. A story I once told somebody with Rav Kook. Rav Kook one time, he was up somewhere in northern Israel. He was with Rav Charlap, Rav Yaakov Moshe Charlap. Where's Rav Yaakov? What's today's date? Today, Rav Yaakov Moshe Charlap's yard sign. Is that your Rav Yaakov Moshe Charlap's yard sign? That'd be cool. I wasn't planning that. Is that? I know it's soon. It's either today or tomorrow. Or I think it might be today. Yeah?
Today.
Cool. Awesome. Okay, so Rav Kook and Rav Charlap, since Shem Shem Aliyah, Zichasad and Kodesh Levracha, so they were spending some time together. And it was morning. And before Davin, they were staying in some place, and Rav Kook was talking to someone who worked at this place where they were staying. He was asking about all the different, you know, botanical realities of that area. Like, is this type of like flower common to this area? Oh, does the grass usually grow like this? Oh, this type of tree, these trees are like. And Rav Kook was very machped not to talk about anything, to do anything, or to talk about anything before davening, as we should all strive to be. So Charlap said to him, like, what, you know, you were like having a very interesting conversation before davening that was very uncharacteristic of you. So Rav Kook said the following. Rav Kook said, I guess him and Rav Charlap the night before had been talking about very deep in Yanam, you know, late into the night. Who knows? Kabbalistic secrets, who knows? So he said, my neshama was so on fire from our learning last night, that I was afraid that if I went straight into davening, I wouldn't be able to get my neshama back into my body. I was like I was ready to take off. So I needed to ground myself. I needed to put my neshama back into this world a little bit. So I had you know, a mundane, in quotes, conversation with the groundskeeper about, what type of plants grow here. That's why some tzaddikim, you see, by certain rabbis, certain real rebbes, you know, they'll like hold on to something when they're by the tish. You see a rebbe like wrap his hand in a towel at the tish. That's not just because like the shirayim sometimes get messy. It's because he wants to hang on so he doesn't fly away. Yeah, he doesn't
want. Usually it's like the chair.
Yeah, whatever. Holding a chair, holding a top, right? It's grounding a person. But again, it's a halach and shulchan aruch that every time we daven, if we tap into ourselves, we can transcend ourselves. Hispashtus hagashmi, right? We can go beyond, and that's a form of mesiras nefesh. That's what he's saying here. Real davening is mesiras nefesh. Real davening is hislavus. The Rebbe of Zirichov, when he used to come back from davening, he used to have to change his shirt because we're so soaked. He had to change his shirt after he would daven because we're so soaked from davening with such fervor. I don't know. I get sweaty if I play basketball, not if I play Shmon Esrei. Right? No, I don't ever get really schwitz from an intense davening.
Sweating, I was like crying tears.
Probably both.
I mean, if it's.
But that's real davening. That's real davening. That's davening with the Mesiras Nefesh v'Slavus. Vine Yadua Maimer Chazal. So Chazal say Vayifka b'Makom. Yaakov was metakein Tfilas Arvis, shetikein Tfilas Arvis. Hine lo yada arata sora tfila eich hi gdola. Yaakov, when he had this dream, when he saw this sula mutzav arts of Rosh Megiyah Shomayma, and Yaakov Avinu was metake in tfilas arvis, and he kind of brought tfila to a sense of shlemus, because Avram was the one who established shachris, and his father Yitzchak established mincha. And now Yaakov says, there's an inyan of what? Of davening Mariv. The whole inyan of Mariv, and you see from the Gemara in Brachos, Mariv is a reshus, right? Marav didn't start out as an obligation. Why is that? Again, it's a level of communication where I'm not doing it just because I have to. It's a way of really being connected to Hashem because I want to. Umatzino shenitman Yaakov beis medrasho shal shem ve'ever v'lamad Torah. Yaakov went to the beis medrash for 14 years, the Gemara says. So nimtza yada sod ha-Torah. Right? Like the Alter Rebbe said, I know Vilna. I know Torah. I need to learn tefillah. I need to go to Mezrich. I need to learn tefillah. Amnam lo bol izgalas alokusa yizbarach shemo ad ata. Shin izgala alav acher she'omer al sod ha'tefillah. But it's only after Yaakov establishes himself as a person of prayer, when he creates Mariv, all of a sudden now he has this dream where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nitzav alav, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mamish with him. So now, let's go back to the Medrash. What was the Medrash? Pasuk says, Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnaso, Yaakov woke up from his sleep, says the Medrash, not Mishnaso, what? Mi Mishnaso. He woke up from his Mishnah. What does it mean he woke up from his Mishnah? In other words, Yaakov, again, Lefi Madre Gassu, everything we're saying is delicate, but Yaakov, Lefi Madre Gassu, what was Yaakov? He's Torah. He's Ish Tam Yoshev Olim. He was a learner. He sat and learned for 14 years. But now Yaakov is becoming a davener. Right? That's really to be an Ish Tam, to be a person who's Shalim. Torah, Tefillah, to be the full package. So Yaakov sort of woke up from his learning. You hear? He woke up from his Mishnah. He woke up from his learning. Ratzalomer mitorasso. Shenis or al yidei ha-tefillah hazos. He davened the Maariv, and he finally, for the first time in his life, he tasted what tefillah really is. Ah, wow, this is tefillah. Ve'heivin shelo bo l'tachlis ha-asog al yidei ha-torah l'chud. And he understood that until you learn how to daven, you're never going to have the full relationship with Hashem that you want. I'm just curious, by a show of hands, who here feels that they're more connected to learning than davening, and who's connected more to davening than learning? I'm just curious. Who here feels more connected to? They're more. I don't know. They feel more connected to learning than davening. Who's in that category? Okay. Who's in the davening more than learning category? Interesting. It's interesting. All right. So we have to become Yaakov. We have to become the Ish Tam. We have to be whole. Yeah.
In the womb, you're so connected to Yiddish guy, you're so connected to, and it's almost like you're saying that Yaakov was so like entranced in the intellectual
right.
Learning Torah.
Not the intellectual learning Torah. Of course, that was he was incredibly close to Hashem, right? But there was something. There's some until a person, you know, closes the Gemara, so to speak. Right? Again, I love it's such an interesting image, even the language of the Medrash. Like, it's like this awakening from his Mishnah, right? He like woke up to the fact that I can't be the full Eved Hashem I want to be if I just bury my head in the books. At a certain point, I got to talk to God. I have to communicate. His Midah was Torah Avodah and Gemilas Chasadim. Right? Avram is Chesed, Yitzchak is Avodah, Yaakov is Torah. That's his. That was his kind of natural place. Ish Tam Yoshev Olam. He sat and learned. Right? When he's on the run from Brother Esav, does he run to say Tehillim? No, he goes to the Shem Ve'Aver and he learns for 14 years to put his mind at ease. But now all of a sudden, Yaakov is on the road and he davens a Maariv and he talks to Hashem. Again, everything is Lefi Madre Gassa, right? Of course he spoke to Hashem before. Of course he davened before. But now he created Maariv. He created a new level of communication with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And now, all of a sudden, the Kodesh Baruch Hu pierced him in this wild dream. And he's like, wow, now I realize I gotta wake up for my learning. It's not just about learning. It's about davening. It's about davening in a real way. And he understood, again, that I'm not able to come to the tachlis of grasping my relationship with Hashem through Torah alone. But Yomer, Achein Yesh Hashem B'makom Hazeh. So let's finish the piece. Ratzalomar. Al Yedei HaTfilah HaZos Yuchel Lahavin Yoyser Hizgalis Alokus. He now understood that what? He now understood that he had a greater revelation of Hashem through, right, through this place, the place where he davened, than the place that he learned. I didn't understand this secret until now. I now understand the concept of a beis elokim. What does that mean? What's a lomar? Ki al yedei hatfilah bisoris vislavis. When a person davens, again, with great passion, with great energy, yachol ha'adam lavo liyiras haromus, a person comes to what? To a certain awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when I'm talking to the king. What's scarier, hearing the king or talking to the king? I would think talking is scarier. When the king talks to me, I just stand there and I listen. Right? It's easier to be an obedient servant. Now I have to present before the king? That's scary. It's very scary. Torah is a Kadosh Baruch Hu talking to us. Tefillah is us talking to Hashem. So it's easier sometimes, it's almost safer to just listen to Hashem. When we're learning, even though we're obviously talking, but it's Hashem talking to us through Torah. When I have to now present myself and give a speech in the presence of the king, right, that should be a very awe-inspiring experience. If it's not, it's because we don't know how to daven. But it should bring a person to tremendous yiras haromus. Hey, I'm talking to the melech. It's one thing for him to talk to me. Of course, he's chashev, and I'm a humble servant who's just listening. But now I have to talk back and have a relationship. Asher yikari b'lashon chazal bias. What is bias? Yiras shemayim is sometimes called a bias. What does the pasuk say by the mialdos, let's say, in Mitzrayim, beginning of Sefer Shemos? What does it say by the mialdos? Power wanted them to kill the babies. Did they? No. They feared God. They didn't kill the babies. And Hashem rewarded them with what? Sulehem batim. Hashem gave them houses. Houses is somehow connected to Yerushalayim. Understand why? Because a house, again, a house boxes something in. A field is open. A field is more like Ava. A bias, right, is Yira. So, for example, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Chaval al delesle darta. Chaval to the person who learns Torah but doesn't have a dira. Which the Gemara is using to say, Chaval to the person who learns Torah but doesn't have Yira Shemayim. So a bias, a dira, a house, is code for what? For Yira Shemayim. A type of Yira that can only come through Tfila. That's why Yitzchak, whose midah is Yira, is Tfila. Right? Yitzchak is Avoda. Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Avram is Chesed, Yitzchak is Tfila. Yira Shemayim is associated with Tfila. To really talk to Hashem, to really believe that I'm petitioning before Hashem, that's Yira. So Yaakov Avinu says, I didn't know any of this until now. I didn't realize Beis Elokim. I didn't understand the concept of Beis Elokim. V'zeh Shar HaShemayim. Ki HaTfila Hi Iker Shar HaShemayim Levo La'Sogas HaLokus V'Yir HaShemayim. Tfila is the real way to come to what? To HaSogas HaLokus, to recognizing Hashem. To really Yir HaShemayim. Otzer HaTov Es HaShemayim Ki Yir Es Hashem Hi Otzero. Yiras Hashem, which comes about through tefillah, is a way that I access, on a certain level, the innermost chamber. But at the very least, if I don't have to pick, let's say, Torah is better, tefillah is better, at the very least, I have to acknowledge I need both. I need Torah, I need tefillah, I need both of them in a serious way. And Yaakov only, again, was zocha to this awesome revelation of this dream, with the Kodesh Baruch Hu presenting himself. Hinei Hashem nitzav alav. That only happened after Yaakov understood the sod of tefillah. It wasn't enough to just be kulo Torah. Okay? It's a chashev idea. Makes us want to work on tefillah, hopefully. Okay, let's do one more. Let's do one more piece. Let's jump to the last piece in the parsha. I have to tell you, I was having a very hard time preparing more of a shemesh. I always try to go through the whole thing. It doesn't mean I necessarily learn every piece, you know, completely, but I try to at least check out every piece to find the ones that I think will resonate strongest with us. And I was like, there were so many Kabbalistic pieces. I just felt like I'm not going to have anything to share with you guys today. So I finally got to the last piece in the parsha. I was like, oh, this is very geschmack. This one we got to see. Okay, so let's go to the end of the parsha. Let's go to the last piece. V'hamitzpah asher amar. Okay, what is the context of this pasuk? After Yaakov putting up with Lavan's nonsense for a really long time, it's finally time to part ways. And he leaves, and Lavan chases after him. And Yaakov gives a bit of mussar to Lavan. He speaks his mind. And finally, they decide, you know what? Well, let's go our separate ways. And they built a stone monument. They built a matzeva to serve as sort of like a line of, you know, demarcation between their two worlds. And they called the stone Galed. Lavan called it Yigar Sahadusa, which is Aramaic in the Torah. Interesting. A lot to think about there. And then Lavan says, okay, you know, this mountain should serve as a witness, as testimony to the kind of the peace treaty that we made. And then the pasuk says, Vaha mitzvah asher amar yitzef Hashem beini uveinecha. This mitzvah, I don't know, my chayeno here translates observation point. Right? It is also known as the mitzvah, the observation point, because Lavan said what? Lavan said, Yitzef Hashem beini uveinecha. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu yitzef. Tzofa. To look. To glance. May Hashem watch over me and Ki nisaser ish mire'eyo. When we're seiser, when we're hidden from one another. Strange pasuk. Lavan says we make this little peace treaty. We put up this matzeva. And this place was called Mitzvah. It's sort of like a looking point that Hashem should keep an eye on me and you. When what? When we're not together. Ki nisaser ish mire'eyo. When each of us is seiser, when each of us is hidden from the other. When we go our separate ways. What was Lavan getting at? What's this pasuk in Chumash getting at? Okay, so take a look. Again, one of the great things that the Mor V'Shemesh does, we've seen it a bunch of times, is he takes us through certain klalim of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu structured the world, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and he does it very deep ideas in a very, very clear way. So look what he writes here. HaPasuk HaZehu L'chore Einu Muvan Al Pi HaPashut. I don't get this pasuk. A strange pasuk. Lavan says, this looking point, as Lavan declared, Hashem should yitzef, Hashem should watch over us when we're not together. V'nira lefarish al derech haremez, ki abore baruchu yafshar lahasig atzmuso. We have to remind ourselves time and again, chevra, we cannot understand the etzem, the essence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The essence of God is beyond us. We'll never understand it. Everything we're doing is to try to catch a glimpse of some type of something, some manifestation of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But we have to know that there's something that's always beyond. Rak mitziuso efshar lahasig al yedei pu'uloso. We can get to know his mitzius. We can get to know him through what? Through his pu'ulos, through his actions. Hashem made the world. If I study the world, I'll get to know Hashem. Hashem gave us the Torah. The Torah is the blueprint of the world. If I study the Torah, I'll get to know Hashem. The essence of God, I'll never understand. V'hine hayaratzon ha-ma'atzil shi'ezgala mitziuso. The desire of the one who emanated, who radiated himself into this world, was that we should be able to discover his being, his existence, his mitzius, his existence. Sheyuchlu hanivram lahasig alokuso. Hashem wants us to get to know him. That's why we're here. But we're playing this interesting game. This game called hide and seek. Kadosh Baruch Hu is here, but he's not here. It's hard to see. Hester Panim. But he's here. We got to find it. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, through a process of manifestations, I'm not going to say the thing that Ariel told me I'm not allowed to say. What was it?
Chain-like
descent. Shner, it's usher to say chain-like descent. Don't ever say it. If I catch you saying chain-like descent, that's it. You're out. Okay? Hishtalshalos. We'll translate it as Hishtalshalos. Yeah? HaKadosh Baruch Hu emanated through the world, all the way down to this world. Ve'etzem, chaver, listen carefully. Ve'etzem elokuso shochein besocha. But the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what is contained within all. Not to my physical eyes. This looks like a table. This looks like a pen. This looks like Rabbi Daniel Stein Sefer on Chumash. This looks like a cell phone. But it's filled with what? With the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's wrapped in levushim. It's covered in garments. Our eyes are deceiving us. This is so much what Hanukkah is trying to fix. Hanukkah is trying to fix our eyes. We should be able to see deep. We should know what we're looking at. There's a Gemara Maseches Chagiga that says, Chaval to people who look and don't know what they're seeing. They stand on the world. They don't know what they're standing on. They don't recognize that the world is being, everything is just being layer upon layer upon layer upon layer all the way back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's not just a Kadosh Baruch Hu behind it all, it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu infused within it all. Ki bilado lo haya shum kiyum l'olam. Because without a Kadosh Baruch Hu willing this pen into existence, it would not be. You understand that every second a Kadosh Baruch Hu is willing this pen into reality. Kamo sha'amar a pasuk efes biltecha. Now I don't believe there is a pasuk that says efes biltecha. Maybe by pasuk he means the phrase that we say in our Shabbos morning davening. Right, there is a pasuk in Yeshaya that says something very similar. Something like, Efes Biladi. Right, there's nothing besides me. That's a Navi way of saying what the Torah says, Ein Ol Mavado. There's nothing other than Hashem. Not that there's no one besides Hashem, there's nothing other than Hashem. It's not that He's the only God, He is all of reality. Shebilado lo haya shum kiyum l'shum nivra. Without a Kadosh Baruch Hu willing it into existence, it would not exist. Nothing exists without it. Rak machmas or elokuso ashochin banivraim, but that infinite light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is what that is Shochein, that is dwelling within all of reality. Al Yedeza Yesh Lahem Kiyom. That's how it exists. Which, by the way, means that at the very moment you're doing an Avera, Hashem is still choosing you. That's a very deep idea. You can spend your whole life talking about that idea. At the moment you're doing the most disgusting Avera, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you still exist, again, Hashem could stop willing you into existence. And you wouldn't die, you would just cease to exist. Right? Tohu vavohu. They just would disappear. Hashem would unplug you and that would be it. You'd be gone. Right? So that means at the moment a person is doing an Avera, at the moment you're speaking Lashon Hara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still allowing you to exist. At the moment you're taking the kelim, the vessels, the body parts that Hashem gave us to serve Him, and we're using it against Hashem, Hashem obviously believes in you so much and loves you so much that He continues to what? He continues to... Why doesn't Hashem stop you? Hashem should stop you at that point, no? The example that the Tomer Devorah of Moshe Cordovero gives at the beginning of Tomer Devorah is that when in Sefer in Yirmiyah, when Yeravim ben Nevat stuck out his hand, right, in a way that was against Hashem, he raised his hand against the Navi, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu paralyzed his hand. You use your hand against God, God takes away your hand. That's how it should be. Tomer Devorah says that's how it should always be. Right? But I guess that means that if you're doing something which you know you shouldn't be doing, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still giving you life and not causing you to cease to exist, it must be that Hashem says, even at the moment you're doing an Avera, I still believe in you. I don't see you as your Avera. That shouldn't be an excuse. It should be a chizik for us to want to do better and make Hashem proud. It's a powerful idea. So everything has its kiyum because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is willing it into existence and infusing it with His infinite light. V'chol abruim heim hakol kamo levush lepnimius alokuso ha-shofeya behem la-achayosa. And everything, all that exists, as we see it with our eyes, is just a levush. It's a garment to the pnimius, to the spirituality, to the godly energy that's contained within it, that's giving it existence. V'al yidei pu'ulas ha-nivram sh'anu ro'im. And through the activities of those created beings, as we see, Shiyesh Chayus Hanivraim Bivnei Adam V'Chayus Ubehemos V'Shar Kol Advarim, when we see the Chayus, the Chiyus, when we see the energy, the life force within people, within animals, within everything, within all of creation, Al Yedei Zeh Onomasigim Shiyesh Elokai Havahave Kol Havayus Machayes Kula. When you see a little spider crawling across your desk, you should be thinking HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pumping life into that tiny little creature at that moment. It's life forces from Hashem. Why Hashem wants it so badly? I don't know. Not only does Hashem want frosted flakes, Hashem even wants an empty frosted flakes container. No? Jake's done eating his breakfast. So why is Hashem still willing the container into existence? It's going to go in the garbage. Well, what do I need that for? That's how Hashem wants to manifest Himself, by a crushed up milk carton? Why does Hashem want to be that? That's a hard question. Right? But when I look at it, I should say it exists. That means Hashem is willing it into existence at this moment. That's a very deep thing. Yeah?
So, specifically in the bookcase, with like cockroaches and other stuff that people are like, oh.
Prone to murder?
Yeah.
Bugs that you might want to kill.
So does that mean that...
Maybe they're a malek. Maybe they're meant to be destroyed. I don't know. That's a good question. I'm more of the catch the bug and take it outside type of guy.
Same. Even with like
it's
roaches.
Harder to catch roaches.
To the best of my ability, but if a mosquito is chasing my family, I put my family first. Sometimes a mosquito's gotta go.
Malaria.
What?
No.
I've never caught a cockroach. Yeah, I know, I've never dealt with a cockroach. I have murdered a mouse in my garage.
Oh, you murdered a mouse?
Not with my bare hands.
I chucked the mouse out outside the window.
The mouse got
I chucked the mouse out. So you
indirectly... I have, yes. Al Yedei Grumma, I indirectly murdered a mouse.
I was walking the sidewalk one night, too. I literally jumped over the rats. I was hopscotching over these rats. It was disgusting.
Thanks for nothing. Not feeling it. Okay, but it's a good question. It's a good question. Meaning, v'racham aval kol ma'asav, to have respect for all of creation. Right? Oh, there's stories of tzaddikim who, you know, I think they tell the story with a few different tzaddikim. Tzaddik was, they tell it to Rabbi Rashab and the Rabbi Rayatz when he plucked a leaf. Is that a story? There's a quick story also, I think. There's a story that I think of the Rabbi Rashab and the Rabbi Rayatz that he plucked a leaf off a tree and his father rebuked him for it. In other words, every bit of the Bria has a purpose. We don't just sit, you know. I'm sure someone in this room once upon a time was sitting on the grass in camp and just pulling grass out, murdering angels as you did it.
Oh,
shit. Oh, no. Like Gemara says, a malach sits on top of each blade of grass and directs it to grow, and you just uprooted it for no reason. That's a form of Baal Tashlis. Again, it's a sensitivity, obviously, you know? Okay? But that's the point. The point is, we have to train our eyes to see Elokus and everything. In the lowest bit of the Bria, to see something holy, to see, wow, Hashem, for whatever reason, Hashem wants that empty milk carton. I don't know why. But if I know that, if I train my brain to think in that way, then I'm swimming in Elokus, I'm swimming in godliness. So therefore the guf is just what? It's just a garment to the light within. This is so much Chanukah. I told you earlier this week, Chanukah is gematria guf. Because Chanukah is the opposite of Guf. It's the Zelu Umazeh. Chanukah is Or, it's the inner light. Guf is getting caught in the superficiality of things. Not being able to see past the garments. So all the bodies, all of the outer trappings, again, is just a Levush to that Or of Elokus, HaShochin Besocha. Ukamokein Kol Ha'olamos Ha'olyonim Af Haruchnios. And the same thing, Chavar, is true on every level. In other words, we'll say, this is physical, right? But there's a world above that's spiritual. True. But compared to that which is above it, it's just a garment. At every level, something is a garment, right? Meaning my clothing is a garment to my body. My body is a garment to my soul. My soul, parts of my soul are garments to other parts of my soul. My nefesh, to my ruach, to my neshama, chaya, yechida, surrounding lights, internal lights, right? At every stage, at every level, even olamos, he says, that are ruchnios, even spiritual worlds, Shokol olam hu kamo malbush olam shalamal mimenu. It serves as a garment to a world that's even higher than it, that's even more inner, that's even more spiritual. Right? So maybe to us we'll say, like, well, it's not even physical. How could that be called a garment? But to something even deeper, it's just an outer trapping. It's an outer case. And that's true for all the worlds. This world of Asiya, right, is a garment to the world above called Yitzira. Yitzira is a garment to the world called Bria. V'chein kulam ad ein sof baruchu. And it's layers upon layers upon layers. Rak shebo olamos ha'olyonim heim bedakos gadol. But the higher up you go, obviously, the more refined it is. Right? In a spiritual world, right, where we're already not dealing with physicality. So what does that mean? Something is sort of like the physicality of something deeper. What does that mean? I can understand how this pen, which is a physical object, is levush to something deeper. But if I was talking about something that my physical eyes couldn't even see, what does that mean? It's a garment to something even deeper. It's already non-tangible. It's already non-physical. But says the Mor v'Shemesh, that's true on every level. All the way. The higher realms, they're more. It's more bedakas gadol. It's more refined. It's more delicate. Ve'eino kasher b'chitzonias ha'olamos. And it's not like, again, my body to my soul. Or this pen to the inner light of godliness that is contained within it. Sha'agufim heim ha'levushim la'or ha'chayos ha'meir b'hem. That the bodies are like, again, like a levush to the light contained within them. V'heim einam davar echad. Kizeh chomri v'zeh ruchani. And at every level, you have to say, this is still physical compared to that which is more spiritual. Avnam ba'oros ha'yorim af ha'levushim heim neshamos la'olam shalamata imanu. But when you start to get to these higher worlds, right, your different madrigals of light serving as a lavush to things that are also of seemingly a similar category, it becomes very, very refined. And this is what's hinted to in the Medrash Tanchuma, where the Medrash says, Keitzad bara Kadosh Baruch Hu ha'olam. We learned this idea once before. How did the Kadosh Baruch Hu create the world? Nis'atef ba'or uvar es ha'olam. Hashem wrapped himself in light and created the world. Everything is layers, wrappings. Outer layers. Shenemar ota or kasalma. Hashem girded himself with light like a garment. Nimsa shalavushmal yonim heim oros. Vihine mahim oros. So, if the levushim are lights, so what are these lights? What are they constructed from? How can we understand it a little more practically? What are these oros? Osios ha-Torah, the letters of the Torah. Now we're talking Balatanya language, in the Shari Yichud Vamuna. Everything is made up of letters. Everything is made up of letters. Hashem took certain letters from the Torah to create this table. Shin, Lamed, Ches, and Nun, Shulchan. Hashem made a table. I don't see that with my physical eyes, but if I could see more deeply, I would see this table is nothing other than letters. It's just oros, lights of creation. Kamayber Chazal Bereishis Bara Ba'oraisa Bara Kadosh Baruch Hu Olam. The blueprint to the world is the Torah. What is the Torah? The Torah is words. The Torah is letters. So how do letters turn into a giraffe in some jungle in South Africa? Answer is you got to look more deeply into the giraffe to try to understand. You're only looking at the outer trappings of the giraffe. But if you could understand it deeply, you'd see it's made up of letters of the Torah. Vasar ma'maros nivra ha'olam. Through 10 utterances, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking, He created the world. Dahainu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Yihi Or, Yihi Rakia, those letters, Yihi Or, Yihi Rakia, that created Or, that created a Rakia. Hashem speaks and it is. Hu Amar Vayehi. Hashem says it and it becomes reality. Bahem this atef HaKadosh Baruch Hu ubara olamos kulam chitzonios vapnimios hamachayo asan hainu Or ha'osios. So now, a lovely introduction to reality, to creation. What does it have to do with our pasuk? Lavan and Yaakov put up a little wall and they said, this is going to serve as the lookout point between me and you. Hayotze midvareinu, she'ein lecha shum davar ba'olam. What emerges from all of our words that there's nothing in the world. Minikuda tachtona apa olam ha'shafal hazeh, down to the smallest dot of this world, the smallest speck of dust in this world. There's nothing. Shalom yihyeh bo kedushas elokuso yizbarach shmo hamachayoso. There is nothing that's not infused with the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Literally down to the lowest creature, the most seemingly worthless speck of dirt. It exists and is filled with elokus. It's filled with godliness. It's infused with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence that's giving it existence. V'zehu pnimius asher bo. And that's its secret. That's its pnimius. However, this is the month of Kislev. This is the month of Kislev. Right? Kislev can almost be read as like, what's Chaf Samach? Chaf Samach. It's the Shorash Chaf Samach. A covering. Right? And Lamed Vav, Kislev, can be read low. Kislev. Right? It's like, it's an encasing for it. For what? For it. For the it. The it of all its. It's Hashem. It's Hashem hidden within. That's what Yotes Kislev is about. That's what Chanukah is about. That's what finding light in the dark is about. Because anytime you get caught in the levush, in the guf, in the chitzonius, that's called darkness. When you tap into panemius, that's called or. That's called light. Ukmo kein ba'olam asal yonim. Ko la'olam hu kmo levush l'or panemi me'olam shalamal imenu ha'meir bo l'achiyoso. Vizeo, now underline this. Vizou hi ikar avodash is ha'yisraeli. Chevra, this is what we're doing on this world. My brother said to me, my brother Davidol, he was in America for a little bit last week, had a family wedding in Chicago, his wife's family, and we were just talking about, you know, like when you travel, when you get out of your Dalet Amos, and it was funny because I had the same feeling last time I was in the airport. He was saying, he's like, we're aliens. We're like aliens from a different planet. Torah Jews, we're so radically different. He said, I was sitting in the airport and I heard these guys, they were sitting and talking for like 45 minutes about food. Yeah, I went to this restaurant. Usually the steak's like 3.5 inches. It was like only like 3 inches, but like it was still pretty good. My brother's sitting there like, what are you people about? What are you doing? What's the tachlis of your life? Gashmias, chitzonias. That's it. That's all there is to it. At every stage. Where's the or? Where's the pneumius? Where's something deeper? Physicality, chitzonias. Why did Hashem put us on this planet? We're strangers. We're strangers in a strange land here. Weird. The more you see the world and you see the people of the world, you realize I'm so radically different. V'zohi ikar avodas ha'isha yisraeli b'avodaso b'torah u'v'tfilu v'kiyam ha'mitzvos. Everything you do, davening, learning, mitzvos, it's all lezachich gam hachumrius. It's to refine, shemen zayizach, lezachich, to refine, to purify the chumrius. V'leida shebekol davar gashmi nimtza davar ruchani ha'machayoso. To recognize in every slice of pizza you eat that there's ruchnius. It's filled with mitzvos. It's filled with or aloki. It's filled with the opportunity to make a bracha. It's filled with the opportunity to feel Hashem in your life. Everything. Every physical act. V'leida shebechol davar gashmi nimtza davar ruchani ha'machayoso. V'tzarech la'alos hakol l'sharsho. To bring everything back to what? To its root, to its spiritual root. Or kedushaso yizbarach shemo ha'mahava v'machay hakol. To find the Kadosh Baruch Hu hiding within it. Find the letters of creation. Find the Elokus, find the Or, find the Pnimius. Al yedei zeh yuchol lahasig mitzias Elokus ha'machayas kulam. And through that you come to recognize Hashem within it. V'shagam Or zeh hu rak kamo malbush lalambush shalamala. And you keep going higher and higher and deeper until you come all the way to the Ein Sof Baruch Hu. V'yuchol lavo al yedei zeh ledveikus v'asaga gedola. And if you're a person who's seeking Pnimius, you can come to tremendous levels of connectivity, tremendous levels of understanding. V'zeh haya tachlis habriya, and that's what we're doing here. This is the game that we're playing. Shal yedei alavushim yasigu or apnimi, that by way of the garments you'll come to recognize the inner light. V'zeh hu tanu gadol lo yisbarach shemo, and when you find the Kadosh Baruch Hu, when you engage in a mundane activity and you do it l'shem shemaim, you find the elokus within it. Hashem says, "Ah, oh, so yeah, you're a winner." You won the game. You figured it out. Shaba Adam al esod zesh yizgala lo pnimius olamos. You figured out the hidden worlds within. V'zeh lo yachol liyos rak al yedei yizdachus hachitzoinim. But if you're going to sit around talking, posting pictures of your steak, you're never going to get there. Amnam lo kein harishayim. But the rishayim are the exact opposite. She'enam roim rak hachitzonios ve'enam samim alibam lizbonin she'esh od pnimius or hamachayosam. This is what it means to be a Jew, to look at everything deeply. The Russia is not interested in anything other than what he sees on the surface. And therefore, memela nisharim begufim meisim belichayos. The Russia lives a superficial life, so much so that the Gemara says that even when he's alive, he's dead, the Gemara says. Tzadikim, when they're dead, they're alive. Rishon, when they're alive, they're dead. Because they're missing the whole point. They're not playing the right game. V'nidma lehem sha'olam noi k'min hago b'gashmiyas gomor. And they see the world for what it is. The world is a world of gashmiyas. V'zehu achiluk ashen b'yisrael am krovo u'ben ha'umos u'ben tzaddik l'rasha. This is the difference between a Jew and a non-Jew. This is the difference between a tzaddik and a rasha. And this is what, ironically, Lavan himself maybe didn't realize, but he was pointing it out himself. He's the one who spoke in this pasuk. The mitzvah asher amar, this lookout point, this line that separates Yaakov and Lavan, asher amar, about which Lavan said, Yitzef Hashem beinu veinecha, let Hashem use this to see the difference between me and you. Look what he writes. V'zem ramzim apsukim. The mitzvah asher amar, this mitzvah, ratzalomar ha mitzvah, what's a mitzvah? A lookout, yeah, it's lashon of tzofeh, but how else is that word used many times in the back end of Chumash Shemos? Humilashon malbush, it means a garment. Like the Pasuk says, he quotes here, Vayitzaf oso, by the Kalim of the Mishkan. And they yitzafed it. They covered it. They coated it. They covered it. So this mitzvah, this covering, Hainu, kol alavushim shal olamos shenevra al yedei ma'amar yizbarach shemo. Vaha mitzvah asher amar. You hear? The levushim, the coverings that Hashem made through His speech. Because anytime Hashem spoke and created, He was wrapping. That's how Hashem created everything. When Hashem communicated, He wrapped it. He took Himself and He wrapped Himself in some outer trapping. Asher Omar al yedei amira shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nislabish apnimius b'chitonius. Says Lavan, or says HaKadosh Baruch Hu really, Yitzef Hashem beini uveinecha. It is this covering that is going to distinguish between me and you. Between a tzaddik like a Yaakov and a charlatan like a Lavan. Zehu ha-mesa ha-mavdil b'ni u'v'enecha. This is the main thing that separates us. Ratzalomer, ki Yaakov u'banu ma'amina mu'sabonu b'chol davar afagashmi. Yaakov and his descendants will look at everything and try to find the secret within, what Rabbi Nachman calls the seichel shokol davar, the first piece in Likutei Moran. To look beyond the surface, or what the Sfasemba says in Parsha Shlach, don't stray after your eyes. We say in Shema, lo sasur achrei levalchem v'achrei nechem. Don't stray after your eyes. Don't see things superficially. Nimtza bo'or haruchani ha-machayosam. V'al yedei zehi mekashem et asam ba'apnimiyas. That's what a Jew is. U'mezachem kol davar l'karvel l'sharsho, to bring everything back to its supernal root. Ha'or ha-pnimi asher bo. To find the Or HaGanuz, to find the Pach Shemen that's pure, beneath all the layers of Tumah that the Yevanim created. Lo kein Lavan HaRasha v'siyaso, but not so by the world of Lavan. The world of Lavan, no. This is the point of division between us and them. Al yedei zeh einam yocholim lahavin ma'ilas Yaakov adregaso. Again, when you're busy posting pictures of your dinner, it's not enough you have to eat it, you have to also show pictures of people to people. This is what I ate for dinner. I care what you ate for dinner. That's the main distinction. Lavan can't understand. What do you see? What do you see? I see Gashmias. What do you see? Yaakov says, I can't explain it to you. It's a different worldview. For you it's covered. For me it's a point of deep perspective. Bidabko bikidusha salakusa yasbarach shamo. And what's the end of the pasuk? Al yedeze nisoser ish me re'ehu. Again, what was Lavan saying? Pasha Pshat. Lavan was saying, this line, this treaty that we made, will keep us connected when we're apart. When we're what? When Nisoser Ishmeireu. When we're hidden from each other. But really what the Pasuk is saying is what? That this mitzvah, this covering, Asher Amar, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created through his speech, Yitzef Hashem Beini Uveinecha. It's this covering that's going to be the main difference between a Jewish worldview and a totally secular worldview. Because what I'm seeing is the world of Seisa. I'm seeing that which is hidden within. And you're only seeing the guf. You're only seeing the levush. You're only seeing the chitzakis. Okay, so chavad, this is mamish, such a Chanukah dekar. When we sit by the naros, we stare at the naros, so we try to fix our eyes. Right, I'm not just looking at a little flame. I'm trying to see the Or HaGanuz. I'm trying to see the light of Mashiach. I'm trying to see the hidden light contained within all of reality, trying to find the Elokus buried within. Yeah.
Two things. So, who said this pasuk?
Lavan said the pasuk.
Because that doesn't match up with what we're saying.
No, that's the pshat. The pshat is Lavan says this lookout point about which I said will serve as a reminder to keep us connected when we're apart.
Right, but I'm saying is that
so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking this pasuk and saying no. This lookout point. This is exactly the you think we're the same. Because you know what? Because Lavan says, because Yaakov, remember when we went to the restaurant? We ate the steak together. Yaakov said, no, we didn't eat the same steak. What do you mean? We ordered the same dish. No. You ordered Gashmias, I ordered Ruchnias.
From his perspective, that's what it was like. And also...
I think the story is with Rav Aaron of Karlin. Right? The guy who came to him and said, Rebbe, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but I don't see why you're different than me. So he says, what do you mean? He says, you know, the Rebbe had an apple on his desk. So he says, look, you eat apples, I also eat apples. You're engaged, you're not beyond this world, you're a human being, you're a person. You eat an apple and I eat an apple. What makes you different? What makes you different? So Rebbe said, I'll tell you, it's very simple. He said, you're a Baal Taiva. You like Gashmias. You like Gashmias. You look at an apple, you say, that looks tasty. And it is. Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's nothing wrong with that. Hashem wants you to enjoy an apple. But you're from Guy, so what do you do before you eat the apple? You don't just pop it in your mouth. You're not Esav. You're not Haliteni Namen Adom Adom Azeh. Pour it down my throat. You make a bracha. So you're in the mood for an apple, so you make a bracha as a matir to give you permission to eat the apple. I'm the exact opposite. I'm in the mood for a bracha. You can't just make a bracha on nothing. Right? So I make a bracha. Right? I eat the apple so that I'll be able to make a bracha. You hear? You make a bracha to eat the apple. Right? I eat the apple to make a bracha. That's the difference between you and me. So Yaakov and Lavan, they're sitting there. They're sitting there having a dinner together. You know, obviously a kosher restaurant. And Lavan's like, I don't understand. Right? And Yaakov's like, no, we're not doing the same thing. You're in chitzor, and he said, I'm in pnimius. I'm extracting nitzotzos with every bite. And you're filling your stomach. You know?
But isn't also like one of the other main goals is to see the outside as something that's also spiritual in itself, and it's not just because the outside
it's infused within it, yeah.
Pnimius, it's also the outside like can be.
You have to engage in the Gashmi. We're not running away from the Gashmi, we're engaging in the Gashmi, but we're seeing a fuller version of the Gashmi. Right? We're seeing it with its layers, not just the outermost layer. You know? But it's not easy to do this in a real way. It's easy to say it. It's hard to do it.
But the reason why like a klipa will like attach to the outside is like there is some sort of spirituality on the outside.
Yeah, of course.
Also.
Of course. Because the emes is not
it's
outside.
Only because
the emes is not outside.
It's only because of the inside.
It's only outside if you see
own,
it.
It doesn't have its own like essence.
What gives it its chiyus? Its chiyus is the elukos within. That's what sustains it. That's what sustains the cockroach. The light of Hashem inside of it. Oh. Someone was once by the Chiddush Rebbe for a Shabbos meal, first Sker Rebbe. And he was trying to impress the Rebbe. So every time he took a bite, he'd say, L'chavit Shabbos Kodesh. L'chavit Shabbos Kodesh. You know? L'chavit Shabbos Kodesh. So the Chiddush Rebbe took a bite of whatever he was eating. He put his hands on his stomach. He said, L'chavit mein boich. He's saying to the guy, you can say L'chavit Shabbos Kodesh all you want, but I know it's really L'chavit your stomach. Okay, but that's also a madriga, you know, to try to at least, even to say it if you're not ready to mean it, you know. What does it mean? What can I really say that when I eat a bowl of ice cream, I'm eating it for the ore? Yeah, shalosh shuddos these days, you can, that's right. That's right. Shalosh shuddos these days, when you mamish don't have the appetite and you're doing it for Hashem, it's a very chashish thing. Shalosh shuddos in the winter is a very chashish thing. You're doing it because it's a mitzvah. That's what the plan ahead. Don't stuff yourself so much during lunch, you know? Chill out with the chilling at lunch. Yeah. One.